The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. Everybody, welcome to the Big Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. If you're listening to the podcast, it is Wednesday, May 25th. If you're watching on YouTube, we surprise you by going early on Tuesday, May 24th. We're going to do some AFC North win totals, and joining me to talk about the AFC North, of course, the only man capable of still speaking about the AFC North because the Pittsburgh Steelers have drifted off into irrelevance. John Breach, what's up, buddy?
You know, Brinson, when I heard we were talking about AFC North over-unders, I knew you had to call me because, quite frankly, it's not just the fact that Wilson cheers for a horrible team. Yeah. You're also the biggest Bengals hater on the planet, so we had to, like, even all of this out, and that's where we are now.
I don't think I'm a Bengals. I like the Bengals. I just like to point out.
Evo, do you have all 47 clips from the past 4 weeks of Brinson pointing out that the Bengals lost the Super Bowl? Debo, I need to make him.
I'm not sure that makes me a Bengals hater so much as someone who is just pointing out a factual piece of information that the Bengals did, in fact, lose the Super Bowl.
I think you're anti-breach. I think you don't want to hear me gloat.
I don't know if I want you to have a Super Bowl. I mean, I kind of want to. I didn't want you to have that Super Bowl. I wouldn't mind.
Not against your Hall of Fame quarterback.
Right. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't mind if you did have a Super Bowl. Yeah. Just Matthew Stafford. I needed that one, buddy. Anyway, we're going to start with the Bengals because they have the highest win total, tied with the Ravens, actually, and the Browns. Huh, interesting. The AFC North is all sort of knotted up in terms of expectations for the win totals for those teams. But we will start with the Bengals out of respect for you, Breach. They have an over-under of 9.5. The over is -110. They kind of quietly only went 10-7 last year. You know, I mean, it's we're treating it as like the Bengals. You know, incredible, you know, Super Bowl run, but yeah, they did only go 10-7. They did win the division, of course. Week one, the Bengals get the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, you have to kind of consider that like a pretty good starting point, I guess. I don't know. Week two, at the Cowboys, at the Jets, they have the Dolphins. So they play the entire AFC East and the entire NFC South. That is friendly.
Those are the only friendly parts of their schedule. They needed that because
they have 4 road games in their first 6 weeks of the season: at Dallas, at the Jets, at Baltimore, at the Saints. They get the Browns on Halloween in Cleveland in primetime. Nobody knows if Deshaun Watson will be playing. Panthers before the bye. And then it gets kind of gnarly after the break with the Titans, Chiefs, Bucks, and Patriots, Bills. Man, they got to stack some wins early, don't they?
All in a row. Yeah. I mean, Brinson isn't like naming off the best opponents.
I'm just listing the teams exactly.
Yes. You know what? I've gone through the schedule, obviously, since the day it came. I've gone through it 7,000 times. And I do not think they get worse than they were last year. I mean, we've talked about obviously what they've done this offseason, adding offensive linemen, and they've upgraded definitely on the offensive line, which was their biggest hole. You know, draft picks, you don't really count so much because you don't know how much they're going to impact. So I do think at worst they match last year's 10-7 record. My current number for them is 11. So I'm taking the over. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think if you get the Steelers, week one is the best week to get the Steelers, because even if Kenny Pickett or Mitchell Trubisky, whoever the starter is, if they end up being good, they're probably week one, you're still learning that offense. It's your first time in a regular season game. So if the Steelers are working out kinks, that's when you're doing it, is week one, week two, week three. So I do like that they're getting the Steelers there. The Cowboys game could get crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if they lost. So that one could go either way. The Jets game I like having in week three. Like, look, if we know there is one team in the NFL that is not going to overlook the Jets this year, it is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, that's right.
So, like, I don't expect them to go into MetLife Stadium and fall flat on their face again. That was a game they probably should have won. So they will not be overlooking the Jets. And then, obviously, you get the Dolphins in prime time. So I will be surprised if they don't start the season 3-1. Maybe it's 4-0. I would be...
I had them at 6-3 at the bye.
Okay. I could absolutely... Let me...
With losses at Baltimore... At New Orleans and at Dallas.
I could see that.
And they could look, they could win. I mean, they took care of Baltimore last year.
I think I would say 7-2. I just feel like you have Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase going back to Louisiana. They are going to be pumped.
That's a good point.
You know, like, yeah. So I feel like that's just going to be one of those. We're going to put up huge numbers. Burrow and Chase are going to go off for 400 yards apiece.
Might be like an LSU home game if the Saints are terrible by then.
And, you know, New Orleans is loud, but half those fans might be cheering for the Bengals because of all their LSU ties. So,
I hadn't actually didn't factor that in when I thought about that. Yes. If they go like 5-4 before the bye, they're in deep trouble.
Yes, I agree with that.
I always think you have to be 6-3 at worst case to hit this over on the win total. Because... Yeah. It's you come out of the bye and you're at Pittsburgh, at Tennessee, home against KC, home against Cleveland, at Tampa Bay, at New England, home against Buffalo, home against Baltimore. I mean, even if the Bengals are a really good football team, and it's possible that they are, like, what's the best case scenario out of the bye in those 8 games?
Well, I would say the best case scenario is the Steelers end up being an average team. So not great. That feels winnable. The Titans end up being an average team. You know, yes, they went 12-5, but it feels like Ryan Tannehill has been slightly regressing every year. He's not going to have AJ Brown to throw to and Derrick Henry.
A plot twist for you trying to pipe up the Bengals win total now after ripping me for questioning the Titans.
But you have Derrick Henry. He's not also going to have, you know, some of his pressure.
I think best case you're splitting those games. Like, I don't think you're going 2-0 on the road against Pittsburgh and Tennessee.
I don't know. I just coming out of the bye, 2 road games isn't. I think best case, I look at the groups of fours in the games. Well, I did when it was 16 games ago. So I'm going to have to switch that strategy. But I feel like the best case scenario for them is 3-1 out of the bye, and worst case is 1-3. And then at Steelers, at Titans, Chiefs,
Browns. 4-4 is so four. Like, you're thinking 4-4 is probably a reasonable expectation after the bye
for the front 8 games, and then you never know with the last game because the Ravens could be out of it, the Bengals could be out of it. One of them could have clinched a wild card berth. You don't know how much they have to play for at that point.
So, in other words, like, you basically have them slightly sneaking over.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's 10, but probably 11.
Would you bet on the over?
Yes. I have not yet, but I
with incredible conviction.
Well, I was thinking about it. I don't like betting on the Bengals. You know, like, the first rule of gambling is don't bet on the team you cheer for.
That's not the first rule of gambling.
Oh, it's my first rule of gambling. Okay. Because then you don't want to be mad at the team for losing money. You know, like, it's just, it adds, you're already defeated because they lost. You don't want to pile on top of that by losing money, too.
Yeah, that's why you bet against the Bengals.
I mean, you could do that, and then you're happy either way, but I don't like that.
That's your NC State basketball. Worst team against the spread in like 30 years.
Just making cash. Listen to Brinson's sad gambling rules. You should just have a podcast on that.
I'll tell you what's sad is this freaking nerve that's just shooting pain down my leg every 3 seconds. I mean, I think the Bengals number is just a good one. I wouldn't touch it because, like I said, if you go 5-4 to start and then 4-4, you're a 9-8 team that's probably in the playoff hunt, but also, you know, under the 9.5. And I don't think that's an outrageous potential outcome for their season. I think I trust Burrow enough where they probably do go over it. But if, like, the Saints or, I mean, they lost to the Jets last year, so it's not inconceivable they lose to New Orleans or Atlanta, you know?
Right.
I mean, the Bills lost to the Jaguars last year. I'm not saying it's a Bengals thing. It's just a...
No, right. There's crazy losses every NFL season, and those are the ones that you have to account for.
Yep. All right. The Baltimore Ravens also have a win total of 9.5. However, their over is juiced to 130. Their 2021 record, 8-9. They missed the playoffs. They also, like the Bengals... have to get to play the NFC South and the AFC East. And in fact, the Baltimore Ravens will start their season by playing the entire AFC East. They get the Jets on the road in week one, the Dolphins at home in week two, the Pats on the road in week three, the Bills at home in week four, and then your Cincinnati Bengals. Instead of the Cowboys, they actually get to play at the Giants, play the Browns, at the Buccaneers, and at the Saints before their bye. Oh my goodness, the Panthers, Jaguars, Broncos. That's a tough part of the Broncos. What are you going to do? At the Steelers, at the Bengals, home against the Falcons, home against the Steelers, at the Bengals. At the Bengals, and to close it out after the bye. To me, this on its face looks like a pretty friendly schedule for Baltimore, a team that I think is a good value to win the division, and I really like the over at 9.5 here, given they went 8-9 last year with all those injuries.
If any other team had dealt with that many injuries, I think they win 5 or 6 games. The fact that the Ravens got to 8 wins despite all those injuries really says a lot about John Harbaugh's coaching ability, about what they're doing. And so this does – I mean – the over feels like a lock, and you hate to say that because if you bet the over last year, you just keep seeing players go down. Lamar missed a few games. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to miss this over because of all these injuries. But assuming everyone stays healthy, not even everyone, assuming 90% of the roster stays healthy and they're not dealing with 112 injuries like they were last year, it just, you know, I like their chances of going 3-1 or maybe even 4-0 against the AFC East because they have the Bills at home. So if you come out of the gate at 4-0, all of a sudden, you have a great shot of. You just need 6 more wins.
Let's say they even go 2-2.
Yeah,
I mean, like you win the first two, then you lose the first two. Then you have home against the Bengals. I mean, I think that's fair to give that one to the Ravens. It's gonna be a close game. Like, it wouldn't be surprising if the Bengals won the game at all. Like, I'm just saying because it's a home game, I'll lean towards the Bengals. I'm gonna give them the Giants win, give a win against the Browns, loss to the Bucs, and a win against the Saints. So that's 4-1 plus 2-2. So you're at 6-3 there going into your week 10 bye. I think they win.
And then you just need 4 down the stretch.
Right. I think they win the first two, Panthers and Jags, coming out of the bye. I think the worst case split with the Steelers. So you're at 3, and then you have the Falcons at home. So that's 10 right there with, I mean, going 2-2 to start the season. And, you know, giving them several losses on the back end, like with that, like Deshaun Watson might not play this season, you know, we don't know how that's all going to play out. So, yeah, I love this. This is probably one of my favorite overs.
Yeah. And one thing I do when I look at over unders is that I don't go, you know, like obviously you're trying to pick who they're going to be on the schedule, but I don't do that with the division games. I lump all the division games together and I just try to predict what their division record.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, you're going to break your head trying to figure out each division game because division games can be unpredictable.
Well, also like if you're looking at the division games and you're doing this with all the teams, you don't want to go and be like, oh, like the Ravens beat the Bengals in week 5. And then you're like, but the Bengals could beat the Ravens.
Exactly. And you'll do that more with the division teams than the non-divisional teams. And so I feel like the Ravens they went 1-5 last year, which I think was their worst divisional record under John Harbaugh. They went 4-2 in 2020, 5-1 in 2019 in the division. So I feel like at worst case scenario, 3-3
is, yeah.
Right. And so, boom. So
if you go, let's say this would be super conservative and say you go 2-2 against the AFC East, 3-3 in the division.
And now you're 5-5. And then you just have to go, what, 5?
I mean, 3-1 against the NFC South feels like a freebie.
Yeah.
Right. So then you're 8-6.
And you got to go 2-1 in your bonus 3 games. And, you know, and that's the other thing about this schedule is that their bonus three games are much easier than the Bengals' bonus three games. So when you're trying to pick a division winner, like, for instance, the Ravens get to play the Giants. The Bengals play the Cowboys. I'm sure most people would rather play the Giants. The Ravens play the Broncos. The Bengals play the Chiefs. That one's a little bit more even now that Russell Wilson's there. And then, obviously, you have I don't even know what's the third division. Why can't I
know we talked about
– Oh, you have Jacksonville.
Yeah.
The Ravens have Jacksonville, and the Bengals have the Titans. And, obviously, you would That's much rather play difference. Jacksonville. So, like, yeah. that – so if you think the Bengals are going over, you almost feel like the Ravens are going to go over because their schedule – They just have their three different games are just slightly easier.
Harwell picked the Ravens over on his show when we did win totals. And I think it's a great call. Again, they had 191 adjusted games lost last year, by far, by like 60 games, the most of any team in the NFL. This to me is a stone cold over. All right, let's take a break.
Well, and real quick, you mentioned all those injuries and look, you look at some of the games they lost. They had a 1-point loss to the Steelers, a 2-point loss to the Browns, a 1-point loss to the Packers. I think all three of those games where they went for two on the final yep. play, a 1-point loss to the Rams. So literally five of those nine losses were by 3 points or less, which is just my – so they easily could have been 13-4.
Everything about their season screams – positive regression. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Let's take a break. And when we come back, the Steelers and the Browns.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, excuse me, the Cleveland Browns. I apologize. The Steelers are actually the lowest win total of any team in the division this year, which is pretty wild. The Cleveland Browns, like the Bengals and the Ravens, have a 9.5 game win total. We're going to say this like 15 times in the next 10 minutes, but it's almost impossible to determine what to do with the Browns win total. And I guess it's still up at 9.5. I mean, if I would take the under at 9.5 blindly because, the expectation is that Deshaun Watson, I think Deshaun Watson will be suspended. I think the NFL will issue some kind of suspension before the season starts because they don't want Deshaun Watson to be playing and to make it look like they just don't care about what's going on with his off-field stuff. Even if the civil lawsuits are not wrapped up, I think we could see something where they suspend him 6 games. He can appeal if he wants, but it won't do any good. And they say there could be more suspensions, like a further suspension coming down the road, depending on the outcome of those lawsuits.
Yeah, I mean, if you're without even looking at the games, the Browns could literally have the easiest schedule in the entire NFL, but it wouldn't matter because you're betting here on whether or not Deshaun Watson's going to be suspended. And I do think if you think his suspension is going to be for more than four games, you have to blindly bet the under. But the worry is that if it's only four games or if there's no suspension, then you have to be worried that they can hit the over. But like you, I just think it's going to be six or more games. I will be shocked if it's less than six games.
Their first four games are so easy.
Right. Well, it's like the NFL threw them a softball.
I know.
But, you know,
at the Panthers versus the Jets versus the Steelers at the Falcons. Like, if he's just been in four games, they could still go 3-1 of those games with, like,
with Jacoby Brissett or the ghost of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, the ghost of Baker Mayfield. I mean, I think with Deshaun, you probably put him at 4-0 in those games.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have Deshaun out burning the Panthers who tried to acquire him this offseason.
And the Falcons
who tried to acquire him. And then, you know, taking down a division rival in prime time. Yeah, it does feel like they're probably 4-0, like you just said, if Watson's out
there. What are they with Brissett in those? I mean, I think 2-2 is probably more fair.
Yeah, I don't think 4-0. Like, I think 3-0 feels like best case scenario. But like 1-3 comes in the conversation if Brissett's out there. I don't think that would happen, but you're looking at as that feels like the floor. But with Watson, 2-2 feels like, or 3-1 probably feels like the floor with Watson.
Yes.
And the one thing, we'll talk about Watson's suspension real quick.
It's just impossible to like we basically have to do like five different outcomes for this team because, all right, could he be suspended the whole year? That's not out of the question.
Well, and yeah, that's the thing you have to consider. If you bet the under and you hear that, you just cash your ticket now.
Yeah.
You know, so you're gambling on how long the suspension will be. And you have to feel strong that it's going to be longer than shorter.
I think so. But I mean, you can't take the over right now at 9.5, not knowing how long Deshaun Watson suspended. You could take the over at like 7, maybe.
But the issue with that is that as soon as the suspension comes out, their over under could change on a dime.
It should be off the board. It should be off the board right now. It will certainly be off the board in like as we get closer to the season or once something's announced. It will come off the board everywhere. And it will come back up in a different number based on his suspension.
Well, and the one thing Rusty Hard and Deshaun Watson's lawyer said over the weekend that he expects to hear something from the NFL in late June or early July. And that doesn't necessarily mean the suspension, but that means the NFL saying, hey, we're wrapping this up. Maybe we need to talk to Deshaun again. So that becomes the timeline of finishing the investigation. And then I don't know how long it'll take them to render a decision, but you saying that the decision will be made before the season almost seems, I would say that's a lock. There's no way they're going to let this linger for another season.
Deshaun Watson's off-field stuff going on while he's playing football, and the Browns are going to play him, unlike the Texans.
Right.
Like the NFL was thrown a huge bone by the Texans being just a terrible football team because it allowed them to they didn't release him, they didn't trade him. They just had him on the active roster but didn't play him for an entire year. It's kind of a crazy situation.
Well, and imagine if he's not suspended, then Amazon Prime, their second game ever, is going to be everybody spending the entire week talking about Deshaun Watson's civil lawsuits.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit were like, hey, guys, like, you know, we're, you know, Amazon gave you $1 billion. Like, why don't you throw some
money? We didn't sign up for this. That's not what our $1 billion. So it just feels like 6 to 8 games and maybe more.
Yeah, that
was. So let's just say if he got suspended a year, what do you think the record would be if he got suspended for a year?
I want to say 2-2 to start, and then I think you lose to the Chargers, lose to the Pats, lose at the Ravens, and oh boy, 2-6 going to the bye. That's a rough second set of games right there. I'll give him a win at Miami, a loss at Buffalo, loss to Tampa Bay. I'm being generous. The win at Houston. This is Deshaun suspended for a year. I mean, I think he gets swept by Cincy in Baltimore. So you're 2-6 going into the bye, and then we're
at 4-10 with these last three games.
I mean, Saints at home. I'll say 2-1 magically.
6-11 with no Deshaun. That's crazy, so far under realistic. I think it's realistic.
What about if Deshaun suspended for the first 8 games?
Ooh, that's a game changer.
So do we think 2-6? Or we say 3-7? 3-5?
3-5. Let's be generous and say 3-5.
Okay, 3-5. Then Deshaun comes back at Miami, who also tried to trade for him. Jeez, everybody on the schedule tried to
see, trade. And that makes more sense based on how the schedule is structured, that you have him suspended until the bye.
It's both primetime games.
And so then you
don't have to talk about it.
Right. And then he gets a week to kind of get acclimated to the season, and then boom, you're in like Miami.
The second the Bengals game, or the second that week 8 ends, his suspension would be over. And so he'd be able to practice with the team during the bye.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah. Man, it does look like that when you start looking at the schedule like this, doesn't it? Like, it feels like that's what the NFL is going to do.
Well, you mentioned the first 4 games. So it's like the schedule makers are like, all right, we've got this 4 cut in case we have to suspend him for. Now we'll give him the bye in week 9 in case he's suspended for 8 games.
Yeah.
And then
I feel like they probably worked at the NFL on that. So let's say 3-5, and then they go 2-2 on the next 4 anyway. So 5-7. And then their final 5 games at Cincy, I think, is a loss.
We'll say they split Cincy and Baltimore. They're 6-8.
Those 3. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. I think they win their last 3 with Deshaun.
Yeah, I mean, even they sweep
that. 9-8 versus like 6-11 or 7.
And that was us giving them 3-5 in the first 8 without Deshaun. Yeah, it's insane.
So in other words, I think you take the under. If you can find a Browns under 9.5, I think you should take it. I think it's a good bet. Because they could go, even if he suspended 4 games, they could still win 9 games. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
And the other part is that when you look, even though it's hard to find a Browns over under right now, the one thing you can find is the division odds. And that's the one that I know that's what we're talking about right now, but that's the one thing where it feels like the Browns are the favorites. That seems like free money for the Ravens or the Bengals.
Yeah. I agree with that. Right now is when you should be betting on the Ravens to win the division. Excuse me. I was trying to find this the win totals. I don't see them.
The over-unders or the division winners?
Here's when regular season wins. Man, this site is so manageable.
But real quick, the division, the Browns are +170. They're the favorites. And the Ravens and Bengals are both +220. You literally bet both of them. And
I'm not sure that you're losing that.
That's what I feel like. I just feel like that's, you know, obviously you cut in your own profit by betting both teams, but it feels like the Ravens or Bengals will win the division this year.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right. Let's get to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Are we going
to
call Wilson?
No. Pittsburgh Steelers over under win total is 7.5. The under juice to 125.
Woo. Begging you.
Of course, they brought in Mitchell Trubisky and drafted Kenny Pickett. I didn't do a very good job of breaking down the offseason additions and losses for various teams, but you kind of know what they are.
We did that all offseason.
Yeah. Change the quarterback position. Ben Roethlisberger out. Juju Smith-Schuster gone too. But by and large, it's basically the quarterback spot that is the big changeover they have on their schedule. The Bengals and whoo, buddy. Man, they need to win early, huh?
Can they?
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be any good. I don't think they're going to be any good. All right. They open at the Bengals versus the Pats, at the Browns versus the Jets. I think I would probably go 2-2 there.
Yeah, I think they can go 2-2.
Yeah. I mean, especially if Watson's suspended, they're probably, favored to go 2-2. At Buffalo is probably a loss, although they almost won. Or they did win there last year in week 1, didn't they?
Yeah.
They beat the Bills in week 1.
In my touchdown.
Buccaneers.
But then they lost their next 3.
Correct.
Because they started 1-3.
Just had to point that out for Wilson, huh? versus the Bucs. I mean, I think you lose both of those at the Dolphins and at the Eagles. Woof, man. This looks a lot like the Browns schedule.
That's because they're very similar.
I mean, what's their... What? So 2-2, 1-3 in those next four?
I mean, it's tough because, like, you look at the Patriots game, who do you think has a more talented defense?
Probably Steelers, yeah.
And then would you rather have Mitchell Trubisky or Mac Jones?
Mac Jones.
Yeah, see, I think they're pretty even.
Oh, no, Mac Jones by a wide margin, I believe.
See, I don't think that's a gimme, though. It's in Pittsburgh. I don't know. It's hard to predict the Steelers schedule. Here's all I'm going to say about the Steelers schedule, and we can go.
I'm going to have them starting best case is 4-4.
This is going to sound crazy, but all you need if you're the Steelers, this team went to the playoffs last year, 9-7-1, is for either Kenny Pickett or Mitchell Trubisky to play better than Ben Roethlisberger did last season. And Ben Roethlisberger was like a sloth doing an impression of a sloth trying to move around in the pocket. There was, you know, like Ben Roethlisberger's obviously away. If you've ever, whatever that movie is, where the moves are always slow. That's why I stopped talking.
Have you ever seen the Saturday Night Live skit, Sloths?
I don't think I have.
Oh, maybe, man, watch it. It's so good.
I'll Google it after this.
Some kids sending a funny little video about sloths. Now it's like, sloths! It's like a rock video about sloths. Don't listen to it in front of your daughter.
Okay, so it's not for kids.
It's not for kids, no.
Unlike one I was talking about was from Zootopia, and there's a sloth that works at the DMV.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. He goes as slow as you would expect a sloth working at the DMV.
Yeah. That would have been a better line.
Which you can listen to in front of your kids.
That's right. All right, so let's give them 4-4 as a very generous starting point.
Yes.
I think 3-5 is more likely.
Well, do you think the starting quarterback is going to be? I think it's going to be Trubisky.
I think it's going to be Pickett.
Ooh.
Dude, Kenny Pickett's like 28 years old. You can't start to like wait a year.
Yeah, you just signed Trubisky to a 2-year deal.
Yeah, Trubisky's getting Trubisky'd. Saints at home, out of the bye. Bengals at home, at Colts, at Falcons. I don't think it's outrageous to suggest they could go 3-1 there, but 2-2 probably more likely.
Out of the bye?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-2.
So 6-6, and then they finish versus Baltimore, at Carolina, versus the Raiders, at Baltimore, versus Cleveland.
6-6. So let's say they split with Baltimore.
Yep.
7-7.
Yep.
Probably beat the Panthers. Carolina.
Yep.
8-7. 8-7.
And then Raiders and Browns at home. Like 9-7. Is that a path to 10-7? I don't think that's like.
The over under 7.5.
I mean, if they get 10 wins.
I have the Steelers at 9-8. I feel like I'm comfortable with it. Like, I think they're going to get over.
Yeah. I don't mind the over. If Kenny Pickett or Trubisky are an upgrade, and like Mike Tomlin, you know, I know it just doesn't go below 500. I didn't think I didn't think I was going to like that. 7 is too short for this team.
It's much too short. It's for like you just said, Tomlin's never had a losing record. And that's what I was saying with Roethlisberger looking so slow last year is that, yes, over the course of his career, Ben Roethlisberger is a much, much better quarterback, Hall of Famer, than Kenny Pickett and Mitchell Trubisky. But if we're just talking about comparing those two guys to the 2020
disaster last year.
Yes, the 2021 version of Ben Roethlisberger, they might be an upgrade. And if they're an upgrade over a team that went 9-7-1 with Ben Roethlisberger, why can't they get the 9-1s again?
I think you're right. I think I'm on board this idea that we like the Steelers over. Didn't think I'd get there either.
I just wanted us to be nice to the Steelers because Wilson's not here. He's never going to know.
Yeah, I thought we'd be like, oh, the Steelers under is a freebie. And then you sort of actually start
going through the schedule.
Yeah, you start going through the schedule and you're like, oh, you know what? I do kind of like the over. If they can start 4-4, though. At 3-5, they can still get there because you just really need 4 wins on the back end.
And like we were saying with the Bengals, you know, they play the NFC South, and that feels like a division where every AFC North team can go 3-1, with the Buccaneers kind of being that wild card game. And then they play the AFC East, which it feels like It's more of a toss-up because who knows what the Dolphins, Patriots will look like. But every AFC North team, it feels like, could go 3-1 there.
Yeah, it does feel like if you're in the AFC North, you're getting at minimum two wins out of the NFC South, and more than likely three wins. Like you're getting the Panthers. If you're in the AFC North and you don't beat both the Panthers and the Falcons, then you're probably finishing last in the division.
Right.
All right. Definitely. That'll do it for our show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Let us know your favorite AFC North win total bet in the comments. For Breach, I'm Brinson. We will see you guys later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.